Welcome to the second hour of songs I've been meaning to play on Queer Music Heritage. That song, called I Just Love Girls, is brand new from a Canadian duo going by the name Sugar Beach. This is J.D. Doyle, and this is the internet-only version of the show, which gives me more time and more leeway in what I choose to play. And I'm getting into those waters right away with the latest CD by Lisa Koch. It's called Tall Cool Drink, and I ask her about the title track.
Just to let you know, Tall Cool Drink is about my my partner. I think the last CD that I wrote, I broke up with my partner shortly afterwards. Of course, you know, that happens in lesbian land too, but my latest partner is a very tall girl, and so I wrote that song about her. So it, just to give you an idea, if you hadn't figured that out already.
Well, I knew the context.
Yes, metaphors. Yes. Metaphors. Yes. Full of metaphors.
I got a taste for something special. My temperature's rising all the time. Now I'm working up steam for something long, something lean to unwind. Baby, it's time to wet my whistle. I'm feeling the heat, it's awful dry. Now I'm craving a sip, gonna leave my big tip, 'cause I feel the need to imbibe. 'Cause I need a tall, cool drink. Messing with my mind, I got a thirst, baby, I'm taking my time with a tall, cool drink. To wrap my lips around it all. Now I'm breaking a sweat, 'cause it's cool and it's wet. Oh baby, my back's against the wall. 'Cause I need a tall, cool drink. Messing with my mind, I got a thirst, baby, I'm taking my time with a tall, cool drink. Yeah, I need a tall, cool drink. tall and cool.
That was the song Tall Cool Drink, and I couldn't resist also asking her about the song Back When We Had Sex.
Back When We Had Sex is, it's about any of those relationships that I'll say probably longer than, you know, 4 or 5 years, where you just, you know, you just don't do it as often. And especially in the lesbian world, there's that. That myth of, well, it's, maybe it's not a myth about the lesbian bed death. So I just decided to write a song about, you know, long-term couples who have been together for a while. And, you know, they have to work at it. But they remember back to when they had that, that wonderful stuff.
Back when we had sex, you'd call out my name, like Jesus or God, or things more profane. You just call out for pizza at night, and your parts down below seem to be watertight. Back when we had sex, we had lots of fun, with handcuffs and leather, dressing up like a nun. Now the remote spends more time on your lap than I do. Back when we had sex, can't quite recall our last carnal embrace. It's been a long time since you sat on my couch. You don't dress up like a jockey no more. I miss that saddle, but I miss you more. I remember the nights you tied me in bed, read Dr. Seuss while you Cool Whipped my head. Sometimes we'd watch Barbarella instead. Back when we had sex, I have a vague memory of bright pink spandex, Crisco and summer squash, hot monkey sex. You were the stewardess, I was Captain Don. Strapped me in while I strapped it on. There's probably just a little too much information. I remember those nights, they're still in my mind, 'cause we've been together a long, long ass time. Maybe tonight we could stay up till 9. Back when we had sex,
and one of Lisa's good friends is Jamie Anderson, and she's got a new album also called Three Bridges. It contains a song that was a bit of a surprise to me. It's called Too Busy Being Blue.
There's a white spot on my left hand, where I used to wear a ring. I took it off that April night, when you told me everything. Now you wanna be my friend, you say you're not like the rest. Well, I'm too busy being blue. Fuck you. Thank you. left a note on the counter. You say you can't forgive yourself. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you after you dragged me through hell? Now you wanna be my friend. You say you're not like the rest. Well, I'm too busy being blue. Fuck you. Gone is our life, our home, your love. All that's left me is the truth. I'll hang it here on my heart. This is my note back to you. Keep your friendship, keep your tears. Keep the 7 goddamn years. I'm too busy being blue. I'm too busy being blue. I'm too busy being blue.
On one of my earlier shows back in 2000, I did a segment on Anita Bryant. Now, this was not songs by her.
Come to the Florida sunshine tree.
But about her. And I guess I need to give a short explanation for our younger listeners as to what the fuss was all about. Bryant was a runner-up from Oklahoma in the 1958 Miss America pageant, and as a singer had some mild chart success. In the 70s, she was used as the main promoter of Florida orange juice sales, appearing in countless TV commercials. Around 1977, she began her Save the Children campaign with the help of the Moral Majority. It was a hate-filled, anti-gay campaign. The gay community did not stand still for this, and I remember reading about protests at her rallies, one of which in Norfolk, Virginia, even brought her to tears. Strangely, her efforts backfired, as it proved to be a shot in the arm to the gay movement. I was living in Norfolk shortly after that time and belonged to a gay group, and remember the members crediting the rallying of the community to combat Anita as the impetus to found that group. That group went on to become the main gay focus of Norfolk, publishing a gay newspaper for over 20 years, providing the gay switchboard, and in general the main social and activist meeting place outside of the bars. Anita lit that spark, and Norfolk was not an isolated example. The gay community nationwide started a boycott of Florida orange juice, which was successful, eventually leading to Anita losing that job. There were a number of songs recorded around that time that deal with Anita. Here are a couple that I didn't have time to include on my earlier segment in 2000. First one is by Lynn Frizzell from 1978 and is called Hurricane Anita.
Thanks to the citrus queen, I'd rather eat a tangerine. She's the one preaching hate. Welcome to the Sunshine State. Hurricane Anita, the season's first bad storm. Hurricane Anita, destruction is not norm. Thanks to the citrus queen, Leviticus 20.
our children from that pitch. Thanks to the citrus queen, I fell in love with a marine. Florida orange juice makes me feel gay as a goose. Hurricane Anita, the season's first bad storm.
Jesus loves Anita, or so it doth appear. Lately things are looking strange, or dare I say it, queer. In spite of controversy, so the morning paper said, she's retained her high commission to squeeze fruits for heavy bread. You squeeze mine, Anita. I squeeze yours, Anita. You've been chosen, Anita. Yours are frozen, Anita. Terrible costs, Anita. Covered in frost, Anita. Smile and pray, Anita. You'll feel gay. You spoke in Miami to set the record straight. Gave the folks a target acceptable to hate. Told us there are some things that one never does in bed. One wonders, dear Anita, if you'll ever get ahead. You squeeze mine, Anita. I squeeze yours, Anita. You've been chosen, Anita. Yours are frozen, Anita. Terrible costs, Anita. Covered in frost, Anita. Smile and pray, Anita. Anita prayed for guidance, and guidance came to her. It said, Anita, keep the job at $100,000 per. If you don't believe in fairies, then they won't believe in you. With an orange clutched in either hand, you know what you can do. You squeeze mine, Anita. I squeeze yours, Anita. You've been chosen, Anita. Terrible cost, Anita. Covered in frost, Anita. Smile and pray, Anita. You'll feel gay. You squeeze mine, Anita. I squeeze yours, Anita. You've been chosen, Anita. Yours are frozen, Anita. Terrible cost, Anita. Covered in frost, Anita. Smile and pray, Anita.
And Anita Bryant protest songs were not limited to gay artists. That last one was by Tom Paxton and was called Anita O.J. from 1978. I've got one more song about Anita, and this one I think is amazing, not so much musically, but for its source. Her bigotry not only inspired artists in America, but in other countries. In Amsterdam, there was a benefit concert to raise awareness about the issue, and that concert was recorded, with the album of speeches and songs being released. They titled the album Miami Nightmare because that's where the anti-gay referendum was held. Most of the songs were sung in Dutch, but this one, sung by Manfred Langer, was in English and was called A Message from Holland.
Anita Bryant I heard your voice, I read your words, and I am cold inside. Anita Bryant, who do you think you really are? To teach the world what's wrong or right. You've spoken to the Lord, He told you what to do, but didn't He create it all, including even you? Anita Bryant, why is your heart so full of hate? It makes you even blind. Anita Bryant, don't change the day. So stop your silly play and just make up your mind. I'm praying to the Lord, maybe He changes you. For I can figure out one way,
I can figure out one,
the way I always do. Anita Bryant, you really think we rape your child and spoil it for its life? Anita Bryant, you'll never win your holy war by killing with a knife. So as the mighty Lord, instructions for your play, and save your diamond empty soul,
save your diamond empty soul,
by speeding out the game. Anita Bryant, be sure the world is watching you, so beg to feed again. Anita Bryant, why don't you try with all your heart to love your fellow man? The Lord will say what's wrong, so leave the gay alone. You can sing your frozen songs,
you can sing your frozen,
but let me sing my own. Anita Bryant, I heard your voice, I read your words, and now I'm cold inside. Anita Bryant, listen to my voice and read my words. It's a message from heart. It's a message from heart. It's a message from heart.
From the Miami Nightmare album, released in 1980, that was Manfred Langer and the song A Message from Holland. Also from Holland is this next song, and you may wonder why I'm playing it, as it's sung totally in Dutch. Well, it comes from a member of a choir called Children for Children, and every year on television they have a special broadcast. In 2005, a boy in the choir named Terence sang a song called Two Fathers. It's about the totally normal life he lives with his two fathers. I hope you'll be curious enough to watch the video, easily found on YouTube, because he and the song are utterly charming, and I would be surprised if you can watch it without being very moved. Here's Terence and Two Fathers.
We hebben mooie spullen thuis. We leven heel normaal daar met z'n drietjes bij elkaar. Bas die werkt bij de krant en Diederik is laborant. Ik ben door hun geadopteerd als baby van een jaar. Toch altijd ben ik enig kind, maar niet dat ik dat erg vind. Zo krijg ik alle aandacht, alle liefde van die twee. Bas brengt mij altijd naar school, met Diederik speel ik viool. En met z'n drietjes kijken we de soaps op de tv. Ik heb twee vaders. En Bas die doet de wacht, of hij strijkt de schone was. En als ik ziek of koortsig ben, dan is er niemand die ik ken, die zo lief voor mij zal zijn als die. op school, natuurlijk is dat naar. Jouw ouders, die zijn homo, dat vinden ze maar raar. Dan haal ik maar mijn schouders op, nou en ik ben hun zoon. Het is niet zoals bij anderen, maar voor mij is het heel gewoon.
I've been meaning to feature this next artist for some time, as he was one of the earliest to record lyrically gay material on his album. His name is Paul Wagner, and the album To Be a Man was released in 1973. Here's the title track, followed by a song called The One.
Well, I'm all alone, feeling very still. Something says I won't, but I know I will. They all say I can't, but I know I can. And my friend, that's what it means to be a man. No, it doesn't mean that you're tough and strong, or that you can sing a louder or a better song. No, it just means you do everything you can. And my friend, that's what it means to be a man. And when you've learned to play so woman, as high as any of your, then you will never be alone. No, you won't. No, you won't. So come take my hand, and we'll walk a ways, and we'll try to make a better and a brighter day. And then we'll all join hands in a common plan. For my friend, that's what it means to be a man, to be a man. I came here tonight to tell you that my lying days are through. I ain't gonna stand in the bar and pretend that I don't give a damn what you do. No, I'll make no secret about it. I'll tell the morning sun I'm looking for a lover, and you could be the consider me foolish, but I ain't gonna gonna hide no more. I'll tell every guy who catches my eye just what it is that I'm looking for. And I'll make no secret about it. I'll tell them one by one. I'm looking for a lover, and you could be the one. Have you ever seen golden horizons come after an endless night, and suddenly all of your sad, lonely songs look a little more hopeful and bright? No, I'll make no secret about it. A new day has begun. I'm looking for a lover, and you
from his album, To Be a Man. And again, the title of this show is Songs I've Been Meaning to Play, and one of those is by, I presume, a straight artist named Andy White. He's from Ireland, but now lives in Australia, and has released a slew of albums. On one of them, called Teenage, from 1996, comes the song My Gay Cousin.
He stuck a Canadian flag on his backpack to say he was an American. Bought a one-way ticket and went off to see the world. Ripped off in Bangkok, he was headed for Sydney, Australia. Knowing all he ever wanted was a girl. I don't know what you were going through. It took a video of Torch Song Trilogy to tell his mother, and a letter fell out of a novel to tell his dad. Sitting with a mobile phone in Sydney, Australia, looking for a reason he never had. I don't know what you were going through, my gay cousin. This is why I'm singing. You need a song for yourself. To someone sings one. This is why I'm singing for nobody else. 'Cause nobody else will do. Leafing through Listings magazine in the middle of November. The one-way ticket goes from February to December. You'll be flying your plane high above British Columbia, dreaming of a mobile phone and a place to to call home in Sydney, Australia. I don't know what you are going through. My gay cousin, I don't know what you are going through. My gay cousin.
The way that I want it. Wish I could see you now, you and your cherry black eyes. My heart would never lie down, down, 'cause that's the way that my eye flies, and that's the way that I want it. Told me that the sun would come again. You never said it would rain. Oh, Randy, if you did, it wouldn't mean a thing. It wouldn't hurt me a bit, 'cause only you can break my wing. And that's the way that I want it. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You drew my face in the sand, and ever since that day you made me what I am. You drew my face in the sand. Oh, Randy, if I could, there's nothing I wouldn't give to live with you for good, 'cause that's the way I'd like to live, and that's the way that I want it.
Following Andy White was another straight artist, Cat Stevens, with a track I found interesting from his 1978 album, Back to Earth. Yes, I know that Randy, spelled R-A-N-D-Y, can also be a woman's name, but hey, I still thought it worth a spin. Some more history, and this is obscure. One of the earliest gay musicals was produced in 1976, and with it, writer and director John Glines brought us the story of the trials and tribulations of a gay lifeguard. The musical was called Gulp. Now, there was no commercial release of the show's soundtrack, and here's where the advantage of having a big website comes in. I have a special section of my site called Gay Musicals. John Glines, now living in Thailand, saw this section and my mention of his show, and mailed me a recording of the soundtrack. From it, probably for the first time on radio anywhere, is the very political song, Hand Out the Leaflets.
Me, and 'cause our love has made us strong, so let's parade and show the world that we are here and here to stay, to shout it loud that we are proud. Yes, we are proud and gay. And now the leaf, let's rally our forces, make legislation to help connect us all, brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder, marching to victory. I know that Jesus wants me to be honest, daring to be what I must be. To hell with the safety of the closet, I'll take my chances and be free.
Get ready, just behind out the leaf, let's rally our forces, make legislation to help defend us all, brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder, marching to victory. Amen.
I thank John Glines for that very rare track. Unfortunately, there have not been many gay musicals released in the last few years, but there was one from 2005 that quite impressed me. It's called Songs from an Unmade Bed. I would love to see this performed locally, but it would really demand just the right actor, as it's a one-character show, with him singing every song by himself. That takes a bit of talent to pull that off. And on the New York cast album, that is accomplished quite well by Michael Winther. Pulling one song out of a concept album doesn't do it justice, but here's just a taste of it with the song The Other Other Woman.
I need to break this off. Our 6-month affair, our fling, our tryst, our liaison, our thing. And it's not because you have a boyfriend and I'm feeling caught, nor because I want to be your boyfriend. That's a scary thought. It's just that you've crushed that feeling of trust in our tryst by adding another object of lust to your list. It used to be just your boyfriend or me, but recently I learned you have your pick of your boyfriend, me, or Rick. The other, other woman. I'm not too happy in this role. The other, other woman. It never was a lifelong goal. I'm fine just being a slut, but won't be demoted to substitute slut. The other, other woman. I'm sorry I can't make that leap. The other, other woman. I mean there's cheap, and then there's cheap. I thought I could take it in stride, try. Your entree comes with only one side. The other, other woman. I guess I'm just an old-fashioned guy. Oh, our arrangement was pretty nice, meeting every Saturday at 3. Your boyfriend was in therapy, probably dealing with issues of fidelity. And what arrangement do you have now? It must be some brilliant piece of shtick, some ingenious trick, on the day or days when you get dick. Sorry, Rick. You can call me a fuddy-duddy, because I won't agree to play the under, under study. Especially since it's not for pay. So now it's time that you find another insignificant other, other, though this was blissfully illicit, and as much as you'll miss it, kiss it. Goodbye.
That was Michael Winther from the musical Songs from an Unmade Bed. Next, I want to bring you a couple songs by one of the early women's music artists, Woody Simmons. She had two albums that I know of, with the first being Oregon Mountains from 1977. From it is the song You've Got the Love.
Some people, they've got rules.
After the song You Got the Love, you heard one called It Don't Rain. That one is from 1980 and came from Woody's second album, just called Woody Simmons. Now, she's not disappeared into the woodwork. Recently, she appeared on two albums by Kitty Rose, playing on and helping produce them. Kitty Rose's latest album, Live at the Ryman, is an attempt to recreate the sound of the Grand Old Opry, circa 1971. From it is the song, I Ain't No Pretty Little Thing.
Welcome back to WFM Radio, coming to you live from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. Tonight's show is sponsored by Cracker Jill, the makers of classic country with just the right taste of flair. WFM Radio brings the best and brightest of Nashville stars right into your living room. This evening, WFM presents Kitty Rose and the Country Cowgirls, Joy Lynn White, Sandy Saunders, Pat Johnson, and the Ryman Singers. And now, please welcome to the stage, Miss Kitty Rose.
I ain't no pretty little thing, but I do the best that I can. Do the best that I can with what I got. I ain't no pretty little thing, but I do the best that I can. Yeah, do the best that I can with what I got.
Rose from Live at the Ryman. The debut and so far only album by this next artist, well, I think it just hasn't gotten enough attention. It's called Perfect Strangers and is by Steve Snelling. How could you not like a song that boldly starts out with the lyrics, I learned to kiss from a boy named Mark? That's what the title song does. Here's Perfect Strangers.
From a boy named Mark beneath the moon and stars. We drove around at night in park, thank God we had our cars, to steal our furtive love out near the fields and farms, and leave our fear behind, to share some tender charms, and tremble in each other's secret arms. starry nights, not ever to our friends. And I had a little doubt about wrong and right when we planned to meet again, to share the common hunger of our hearts and souls. When the moon above us smiled and the constellations rose, we shared the things that every lover knows. But any time we hung out with the squares, we kept our feelings hidden for our love that wouldn't dare. We were perfect strangers. Of a little word that so easily brushed away,
a tiny yearning flame hidden in my heart,
and a part we play the game as perfect. From a boy named Mark, but we didn't kiss at school. We didn't court and we didn't spark, and we didn't break the rules. One night when I cried out, I love you best of all, I saw his eyes grow wide, and I watched his heart grow small, and it wasn't long before he never to the bands. My heart was aching knowing he would never hold my hand. While we were perfect strangers,
perfect strangers,
perfect strangers, by light of day, frightened of a little word that so easily brushed away,
a tiny yearning flame buried in my heart.
We played the game as perfect
strangers.
The wind blew warm on a summer night when I lay out with my friend, and I learned some things as he held me tight that I prayed would never end. But to say you sometimes means a closing door, and passion's not enough when a heart needs something more, and a bridge can burn that wasn't there before. When you're perfect strangers,
perfect strangers,
frightened of a little word that's so easily brushed away,
yearning flame burning in your heart,
and at times we'll play a game of perfect
from 2001, Steve Snelling and his album Perfect Strangers. Next up, I'm very impressed with an artist who's been around for a while, but I've just recently become aware of her, Susan Werner. I've got her two latest albums, and I think they are both amazing. They are concept albums, and very different, and both extremely well done. The 2004 album, I Can't Be New, is sort of a cabaret lounge album. She wrote all the songs, and they are wonderful. From it is the song I Was Late for the Dance.
I arrived last night at 2:30. In my best dress and my best shoes, I rushed up the stairs
was to look for you. But I was late for the dance. And there was nothing left but faint perfume and floating smoke in an empty room and a janitor leaning on his broom. I was late for the dance. I'd been taking my sweet time. Yes, I'd been hesitating, but I finally made up my mind. And you weren't there, no, you weren't there. Just tinfoil ashtrays and cigarette butts and lipstick printed plastic cups. The barkeep said we're all closed up. I was late for the dance. I asked the doorman if he'd seen you. He said, what a pity. He said you waited on the stairs, then left with someone, left with someone. I looked up at the stars and cussed. Thought what might have been for us, but the band was leaving on the bus, and I was late. I was late for the day.
I'm not playing the other Susan Werner song I have for you back-to-back, as it's a very different album. It's called The Gospel Truth, and in it she comments on the place of the church in contemporary America. This is an album just ripe for controversy. Again, it was hard to pick just one song, but here's one called Sunday Morning.
Thy kingdom come to every nation, thy will be done. In everything we do, Lord, lead us now into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you. Lord, send us forth to be of service. Build the schools, to dig the well, and deliver us from the creepy preachers with their narrow minds and very wide lapels. Thy kingdom come to every nation, thy will be done in everything we do. Lord, compassion.
kingdom come to every nation. Thy will be done in everything we do. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you, and deliver us from politicians who drop your name in every speech as if they're your best friend from high school, as if they practice what they preach.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come to every nation. Thy will be done in everything we do.
Lord,
lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you.
Lord,
lead us not into temptation, but deliver us
from
those who think they're you.
Two songs by Susan Werner. Okay, time for the last song of this special bonus segment. Before I get to the last song, I want to mention that if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And please check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. If you're listening to this part, well, you're already there, so thanks. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage. Now, you've heard me talk about Eurovision before on this show. That's the song competition between European countries that's been an annual event for over 50 years. And you thought American Idol was the first one of its kind. Well, the countries compete against each other, and the entries seem to be getting more and more liberal. In 2007 was the first appearance in contest history by a solo drag act, with Peter Andersen representing Denmark. For his act, he goes by the name DQ, and his song finished 19th in the competition. His song is called Drama Queen, and now he's got a full-length album. Take a listen to the lyrics, though. I have to wonder if the phrase Drama Queen means something different in Denmark. Anyway, it's catchy and has a cool video, which you can easily find on YouTube. Closing the show is DQ and Drama Queen.
When the sun is setting at the end of the day, and the city fills with shades of gray, in between the streetlight and the moonlit snow, there's a place I go where I do my show. I'm your drama queen. In time where every dream comes true, and tomorrow sorrows just won't do. In between reality and fantasy, I will make you.